Tuesday.
See?
Okay. Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Grace,
we spoke about this last week. When one of us doesn't know, we often copy the other person
and
in terms of the first like mouth movement. Jimmy went with "wuh," so I backed him in and came in with a big, strong Wednesday.
And I went Tuesday.
Even though Jimmy pulled out halfway through, I was committed to a Wednesday. It is, in fact, Tuesday, guys, the 5th.
That's the difference between you and me, Nate. You never pull out.
Never pull out, mate. Straight in
which
there.
Is important in comedy. You need to commit to the bit,
100%
as they say. When you're getting trained in the early days.
Do they? Oh, I never had training, mate.
It shows.
Natural.
I love we're both going different ways there. You're like, I'm about to say natural.
I'm going to say it shows that you've had no training. Nate, absolutely huge podcast today. If you've been listening over the summer period, this is probably one of the best shows. There's a lot in it. Producer Grace has got a work cut out for her because I've highlighted half the bloody show.
Yeah, most of this show is highlighted.
There is something that I'd love to try and do on this show.
It's already done, mate.
Oh, it's done.
The show, yeah, we finished.
Oh, it's done. Oh, no, I wanted to... a bit late. No, there's
something I'd love to do this morning. Nate, the show's over.
No, there's
you mean on the podcast?
I'd love to salvage something that we lost during the show, but I don't think it's salvageable tech-wise.
No, I got a reply from our tech. We can't get it.
We can't get
that's
it.
That's so upsetting.
So should I even mention it then?
No.
Is that part even in the show?
No, it is. So we were talking about have you been on TV, and then big Timmy Hanley from The Bachelor at Bachelor in Paradise called us, swore. It's quite funny, his story, but he swore and said a really bad word, so Nath needed to use the dump button in radio, which deletes the audio.
Yeah, which means we can't.
We usually could. We're just in a different studio, and the techs have told me that, no, we can't get it. We do explain it on the show what happened, but no.
Yeah.
It's gone.
If you want to hear what he said, Grace, what did he say?
Oh, I can't say it.
No, you can say it. You absolutely can say it.
No, I don't.
No, because this is pre-recorded, so we can...
Yeah, no, but it would be then Grace's would have to go in and bleep herself out.
What do you think? I'm not doing it. Go,
no,
Grace.
You can just play the censor.
No, you'll put the censor in afterwards.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
All right, ready? I'll edit it in.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I can't believe you said that word, you dirty thing.
Nate, just really quickly, we were just chatting to Producer Grace about...
I was hoping you were going to bring this to the show.
Producer Grace, what type of man her mum would be after? Nathan and I both have a little crush, but the two people you mentioned, Grace, that your mum crushes on are...
Bradley Cooper and Mark Burris.
Peas in a pod, those
two. Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever mentioned those two in the same sentence before. Bradley Cooper, me and Nath went, okay,
Oscar winner.
Yeah, the Star Is Born, he can sing. Yeah, and Mark Boris. Like,
from Yellow Brick Road.
And Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think he does a podcast on Podcast One too. Mark Boris.
We should hit him up. Are you single? Interested in my mum?
Get her on the pod.
Look, speaking of big famous celebrities, we're trying to land this big fish on the show.
We're so coyed up, got this feeling in coyed up. We don't know where he is, but we want him. Yeah, we're wishing. We're so coyed up.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
And we want you, Mark Burris.
We're so Boris up.
Can we get your mum to record something for us?
Yeah.
And our next big fish is Mark Burris.
Hey, we haven't even got this big fish.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Look, if you're just joining the show, Nathan and I, we're on for 3 weeks. We're filling in for whoever your regular radio show is. And we thought in those 3 weeks to try and land a big fish. Australia, you voted. You wanted us to get Russell Coit. Now, I'll be honest, I've given up a little bit. I'm not feeling great about it, Nath. I know this was my idea, but you're making some phone calls.
Look, the thing is, Jim, as master in charge of vibe of this show, I like to ensure the energy remains. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have losses in life, but you know what? We've got to work through them. So what I've done
We haven't lost yet. I'm just feeling...
Yeah, but we're losing the race. Feeling like we're losing the race.
If it was an 8-people race, I feel like we're sitting at about 5th.
Yeah, okay. So you're not on the podium at the moment. Well, no. I'm trying to make...
But in striking distance, we can still make a recovery.
Absolutely, which is why when I come in here, because last week, myself and producer Grace, we made some calls. I've been making some calls this week as well to try and locate Russell Coit. So what I've tried to do is tried to call places where he might be seen, he might be venturing around. Yesterday it was a Daintree rainforest. We know he loves the Australian outback. He loves the natural wonders of this beautiful country. We called them. No luck, but we did have a new scout, Barb from the Daintree rainforest. Don't know if that's her name, but that's what we're calling her. Now, the other day I also called a store. I called the Port Macquarie Workwear Store. They're known for selling their Akubras, which we know very well that Russell Coit wears Akubras. So what I thought is I'd give them a call just to see if they've seen Russell Coit. And you're going to be excited, Jim, because this is what happened.
Port Workwear, this is Emily.
Oh, hi. Is this Port Macquarie Workwear?
It is, yes.
Hi, Emily. My name's Nathan. I was wondering if you could help me with something, if that's okay.
Yeah, what do you need?
I guess first question is, you guys sell Akubras, yeah?
We do, yeah.
Amazing. No, the reason for my question is that we're actually looking for a famous Australian who wears Akubras. We're from a radio program. His name's Russell Coit. Have you heard of him?
Yes, yeah.
From All Aussie Adventures, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we've been told that you're one of the best Akubra selling places going round, and we were just wondering, because we know he does wear Akubras, you haven't seen him in store or had an email contact or anything from him ordering any Akubras lately?
No, sorry.
Emily. Damn, I really thought we were on. We're looking for him. Has he ever been in contact with you guys?
Has he been in the store?
Yeah, has he been in the store?
No.
Yeah. She didn't actually hang up there. That's just where we ended the call.
Oh, no, it sounds like she hung up there.
We had a great conversation afterwards. I think the line dropped out or something. Because, potentially, Russell Coit walked into the store.
I just want you to know that yesterday, the lovely lady, yep. Whose name you didn't get.
We're calling her Barb.
Barb from the Daintree Rainforest said he could be there hiding and he'll never be found.
Yep, yep.
And then this lady just said no and hung up on you.
No.
So I just feel like you're zero from two.
No, I feel
like we've gone from fifth to sixth.
No, we absolutely haven't.
If anything, I feel like we tripped on our shoelace.
We're
falling down.
If anything, we're tied fourth now.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on Hits. You know
it's summertime. Oh, yeah, let's get into Tuesday, Australia. The first Tuesday of 2021, Jim. It feels good. It feels good. Powering through it, you know?
Yeah, Tuesday's that day that I'm always a little bit about.
Well, that's fair enough. The only reason there's a little bit of excitement in the air for this Tuesday is because it's the first one. The first one of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go get it. If you listen to the show, go get it today.
Yeah, because from here on in, every other Tuesday is like, nothing really special about it.
Look, if you listen to the show, maybe, you know, you're back to work this week and you're thinking, hey, who are these two roosters on the radio? We're Jimmy and Nathan just filling in. This is one more week of us. So if you love us, you got four more days. And if you hate us, you got four more days.
Yeah.
But my thing with Tuesday is, you know, Monday's the day after the weekend. You're starting the week. Wednesday is your middle of the week. You know, sort of what's coming. I think Friday is the weekend. So whenever you do finish work on the Friday, your weekend starts.
Yeah, technically you've started your weekend.
So that way, for me, Thursday is the day before the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, well, it's a weekend, having a good time. So that just leaves Tuesday, this day where we're going, hey, what are you doing Tuesday? What are you giving us?
So make it something. You know what I mean? Make it something. Don't accept that it's a nothing day.
So what are you going to do today, Nath, to seize the day, to carpe diem Tuesday?
What am I going to do today? You know, I'll go and do a good gym sesh. You know, let's go around the room. What are we going to go and seize the day, Producer Grace? How are you going to seize Tuesday today?
This sounds weird, actually, but I'm going to go be near the ocean because I have a friend that I've never met in the UK who likes to go to the ocean on January 5th every year, but because of coronavirus restrictions, can't get to the ocean. So it's like, all my friends on Instagram, can you go to the ocean, take a pic and send it to me? So I'm going to do that from Australia to send to her.
That's brilliant.
I love
That's
it.
That's not just, even prepared. How did you have that ready?
Oh, it's just something I was planning on doing today.
Wow.
The only bit I want to question is the bit where you don't know them.
No, well, when I was in London, we met on an app.
What app?
What app?
It was Tinder.
Okay.
And we never ended up meeting each other, but we chatted and we got along really well. She has an incredible partner. I have an incredible partner now, but we've like kept up this online friendship. And I just thought, I was like, you know what? Have an Australian beach.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Will you skim a rock? You know,
no,
is it the beach, not the stone quarry?
You can still skim a rock at the beach.
I can't because the wave comes in and it flips it back at you.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
I lost this too.
Jim, I want to ask now, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones. Have you ever been on TV? Have you ever been on TV? This is for anything because, Jim, an absolute Australian legend is what I'm calling him because he has managed to catch a cricket ball in his beer cup whilst watching the BBL at Blunston Arena down in beautiful Hobart. Now, the Hobart Hurricanes, they were taking on the Melbourne Stars when Dawid Malan cracked a huge six, as he does, into the crowd, landing it in the man's beer cup. He then drinks the beer. Here's a little bit of what happened.
Up in the air, fine legs coming around. Well, a carry it does over the boundary.
What about the COVID?
He doesn't want to touch it. You can't give it back without the beer.
Back four.
Which is good catch if he caught it in the cup. Either that or he put it in the cup.
Let's have a look. In the cut.
That guy got it, dropped it. No, but then it's gone on that guy's mate. It's cup. Here we go. Pull it up. There it is. Oh. Thank you. In the cup.
That's out.
Cheers, mate.
Like a Mr. Whippies.
And I'm not getting my fingers on it, but I'm going to drink my beer before I give it back.
He then drinks out of the beer cup before he gives the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, we've put a little bit of mayo on it. He didn't manage to catch it in the cup.
Well, this is what the commentators were arguing. I think it was a little bit of either a bounce or out of camera shot, he puts it in.
Another bloke tries to catch it. It goes sort of past him, maybe onto the ground. Old mate picks it up with his cup.
Yeah, it's like then, a scoop. Like a scoop.
He scoops it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a catch on the full.
I wouldn't call it a catch at all.
No. But, like a scoop. A scoop.
Yeah, he's put the he's done something that's managed to get him a bit of time on TV.
Yeah, he's managed to be on there anyway, which is exciting. So which is good because and it's the question I want to ask 13-1060. How did you get on TV? Have you been on TV before? We know Jim early on in your media career. You managed to be on TV?
Yeah, I was actually telling producer Grace's parents this story the other night when I was at her house, because we were also discussing her dad has been on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we can actually get him on the show to talk about it.
No, unfortunately.
He made a little bit of a fool of himself.
You've told me this, yeah.
But when I was a kid, because I grew up in a small country town, but I was away shopping for Christmas with my parents and another family, friends of ours, and they were filming kids in the like the toy section, asking them, what do you want for Christmas? And I lied. I said I wanted a scooter, which I can't ride a scooter in Gundawindi, and a PlayStation, and Dad would never let me have any electronic thing.
Mm.
But I said that because I knew that's what would make television. And I would have been maybe around 10.
Mm.
So I just lied. I'm like, yeah, I want a scooter and a PlayStation. And they're like, you want both? And I'm like, yeah, because I've been a good boy. And I even hammed it up. And yeah, it not only got on the news, it like led the news. Like, you know, when they do the highlights package, because we went back to the motel we were staying at and I told Mum and Dad, I was adamant. I was like, I'm going to get on the TV. And yeah, there I was on the TV.
There you go. Look, a young star, Grace. There we go. We sit amongst TV royalty. You've got a Logie for that as well, which is really
exciting. Me and Bert Newton. 1A, 1B, I think, in terms of TV.
All right, 13-1060, jump on the phones right now. Have you ever been on TV before? Maybe you're at the sport, in the background of the news, like Jimmy, a TV show, game show, an extra, whatever it is, 13-1060. Have you ever been on TV before? Have you ever been on TV before? Because, Jim, this is after an absolute Australian legend has managed to what we're calling scoop a cricket ball that came through from a six down at the BBL in Blunston Arena, watching the Hobart Hurricanes. He's made TV because of it. National headlines.
Yeah, you're only going to get on TV if you take an absolute specky of a catch at the cricket. This bloke's gone one step further. He wasn't even in range, but he's picked it up in his beer cup and then finished his beer while the ball's in the cup.
Legend.
Got himself on TV. I didn't ask you, Nath, have you ever been on TV?
Yes, I've been on TV before. I was interviewed by Molly Meldrum. the front of remember Sound Relief? It was a concert raising money for, I think it was for the floods.
For the tsunami?
For the tsunami in Sydney.
Sound
Relief was in Sydney. And it was a huge mosh pit. Coldplay were playing.
Yeah.
And Yellow was playing. And I got to the very front. And Molly Meldrum was at the front interviewing people. And I was like, Molly! And he interviewed me. I was like, I'm going to be on TV. And I text my nanny Lynn. I was like, make sure you watch it. I was on for about 4 seconds. But Nana's...
Did you say anything?
Huh? I think I said I love Coldplay.
Molly goes, do you love Coldplay? And Nath goes...
Yes! I actually don't even think I said anything. I think I just nodded, made it on TV. But Nanny showed her whole friends from the RSL going, look, my grandson.
Future star.
Yeah, star. Now look at us, huh? Hey? All right, Erin from Hobart. Erin, have you been on TV before?
Yes, I have.
When did you appear on TV, Erin?
When I turned 16, we went and visited the Sunrise ice cream van in Mullumbimby.
Yeah.
And my sister mentioned that it was my birthday. And so I got a special ice cream with sprinkles and stuff.
Oh, so you only got on TV. You got a free ice cream out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I was cheering.
Oh, how good. There you go. If you want free ice cream, go and find Sam Mack. all right. Warren Wazza from the Central Coast. Waz, have you ever been on TV before?
Yeah, I'm on TV at the moment, actually.
You're on TV right now?
Oh, well, I'm in a TV commercial for the Manshake.
Oh, you're in the Manshake commercial.
You're on the Manshake. Who are you in the Manshake commercial, Waz?
I'm the guy dancing in the fluoro.
You're the guy.
Dancing in the fluoro. That's you.
We have got a celebrity.
How did you... He's humble. How did you get in the Manshake commercial?
Oh, well, I was just full around at work, Manshaking, dancing on TikTok. And, they hit me up and asked me if I wanted to be on part of the commercial.
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah, did you get paid?
So
you get free Manshake?
Not all the time. I just got the products.
I would have expected a free Manshake for life, really. Yeah.
If you want us to manage you, we'll get you something in the next commercial.
Now, this is huge. I'm not sure if this is the person I think it is, but to round things out, for if you've ever been on TV before, Tim Hanley is on the phone. Now, is this the Tim from The Bachelor?
Now, boys, what's going on?
Jimmy, mate, what are you doing?
I was just driving down the beach, about to go for a surf, and I'll turn the radio. I never listened to the radio, actually. You guys going on. And you know what? I was actually going to tell you about my TV debut. It wasn't on The Bachelor.
Okay.
I was actually in Bali on schoolies, and there was a lady out the front who was like trying to tell how bad Bali schoolies is. And she's interviewing this kid out the front, and she's going, hey, is it really dangerous over here? And the kid's like, oh, no, it's actually pretty safe.
This is Summer Breakfast. I'm feeling so with Jimmy and Nath on HIT.
If you have been listening to the show, we're Jimmy and Nath. We're just filling in for a couple of weeks.
Hey, guys.
We've only got 4 days left, but we just had Timmy Hanley on the show, former Bachelor in Paradise star.
Oh, reality TV royalty,
yeah. And Timmy swore on the radio. So we had to do what's called the dump, where we delete. So
it would sound like.
Well, no, because we stopped talking, it would have been Jimmy and Nathan.
Yeah.
So if it didn't make a lot of sense, yeah, it's because
that's why.
Yeah, Timmy. Shout out Timmy for calling.
It was funny. You would have heard a bit of Tim.
Yeah, he called. He was going for a morning surf, but then he said a naughty word, and Nathan had to push the big dump button. So that's what happened.
We do love you though, Timmy. You're a good egg, mate.
He messaged us. He's not listening. He's out surfing. As far as he's concerned, he said something real funny. We all laughed, and that was the end of it.
Jim, everybody deserves a nickname. Would you agree? It's un-Australian not to have a nickname.
Yeah, no, mate. That's what Aussies do. We don't just nickname people. We nickname places, restaurants, any dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything has a nickname, which is why it is our quest to ensure that everybody in Australia has one by doing this.
A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say. Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Yeah, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Do you want a nickname? How this works, we'll ask you a few questions. We'll get to know you, and both Jimmy and myself, we will create a nickname for you. A nickname each. Now, the best bit about it is you get to choose. You can choose whether you will take both nicknames, and you can kind of have them on rotation. You can choose one, or you can choose neither. You know what I mean? And also, you can call if you already have a nickname and maybe you're not happy with it, Jim, you know?
Yeah, that's my big one. A lot of people have nicknames, but a lot of the time you get given it because you did something silly or stupid. Or it's something, that you look, there's a look-based thing. Maybe you're not happy with that.
Exactly. For example, we might call Tim Hanley Dump.
Dumpy. if you've got a nickname, call us as well. Tell us what it is, and we can have a crack at giving you a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. So 131060, jump on the phones right now. If you want a nickname or if you need a nickname, which everybody does, we'll get to know you. We'll ask you a few questions. We'll both log in a nickname. You do not have to accept it.
No, you don't have to take them. If you don't like them, we're not going to be offended.
We just asked 131060. If you want a nickname, give us a call. We'll get to know you. We'll both log in a nickname. But, Jim, even if they have one, it's still fine to call.
Yeah, and you know the saying, Nath, around New Year's, and that is New Year, New Me.
Oh, absolutely, mate.
And there is no better way to be a new me than coming up with a new name and reintroducing yourself to your friends.
All right, let's go to Chloe from the Central Coast. Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Going all right, Chloe. Do you already have a nickname?
No, I don't. I feel like it's a hard name to get one.
Oh, it's not necessarily to do with your name. You know what I mean? It could be anything, Chloe. I mean, I'm assuming you probably get Chloe a little bit.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, tell us, what do you reckon the most interesting thing is about you, Chloe?
Oh, interesting.
Don't think too hard, Chloe.
This may be why you don't have a nickname.
I don't really know. I'm not very interesting, really.
No, you are, Chloe. All right, what's something you like doing?
I love being out in the sun. I play footy.
Oh, okay, see. That's cool.
Rugby. I'm a rugby girl.
Oh, you play rugby? What position are you, Chloe?
I am fly half.
You're a fly half, so she's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Fly half.
Are yeah.
You, Chloe, I mean, you know, you play fly half, so I mean, it's probably a silly question because I'd argue it's the most important position on the field. Mm. Are you any good?
Oh, don't want to talk myself up.
Yeah, she's good.
Right.
She's good.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. Okay.
She's all right.
Favorite food, Chloe?
Favorite food? Probably salmon.
Oh, salmon. Brought to you yeah. by Tassel.
Mm.
We don't know that. Salmon.
Love, yeah. love some salmon. What about music? Got any favorite artists, favorite type, genre?
Oh, probably. I like Drake.
Drake. Who doesn't? Ooh. You got a favorite Drake song?
Probably Passion Fruit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, good fruit. One. Yeah. Righto. All right, Chloe, we got heaps on you. So I'm going to get you stick there because we need a bit of time to craft your nickname, okay?
Good luck.
Chloe, you've got to be confident in your nickname,
Chloe,
all
how
right?
about you back us in, mate? We're doing you a favour, all right?
Jason from Hobart. Jace, have you got a nickname?
Yes, I do.
All right, what is it, Jace? Well, hang on first. Is it safe for radio?
Yeah, definitely safe. Okay, it's got a little bit of a funny story behind it.
Go ahead, Jace.
So I was riding to work on the motorbike one morning, daylight saving, so I reached down to change the clock on the motorbike.
Yeah.
And accidentally bumped it from Ks to miles.
Yeah.
And followed the speed limit the whole way to work in miles.
Oh, no.
Earning myself the nickname Miles.
Oh, that's going to be tough. But, you know, are you a fan of this nickname, Jazz?
Oh, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like the fact that you've called the show means that you feel like it's time for a new nickname, Jace.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Jace, have you got a partner? Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, I've got a wife and a child.
Wife and kids, okay.
Wife and kids. Okay. Yeah.
And is she a fan of the nickname Miles?
Yeah, she doesn't mind it too much. She thought the story was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, sweet. Okay.
Didn't love the fine coming through, though, afterwards.
Yeah, very lucky.
What do you do for work, Jace?
I work down at Bunnings.
Bunnings Warehouse.
Nope.
Case to Miles is just the beginning.
There you go. all
Chase,
right.
You got a favourite food?
Favourite food? Oh, you can't go past pizza.
Pizza. Oh,
I love pizza.
Pizza okay. pasta, yeah.
Righto, Miles, same deal for you. We'll get you to stick on the phone. When we come back, we're going to have a nickname for you as well.
Sounds good. A nickname, a nickname.
Yeah, we love to give out nicknames on this show, Jim. We believe it's un-Australian not to have one, so we get to know people and we both give nicknames out. These people can then choose what nickname they want from ours, or they don't have to take any of them.
No, they don't, mate. But the other thing that we're passionate about is having a nickname that you love.
Yeah.
A lot of the times you get given one and you're not stoked with it. So, Nathan, I'll try and give you one you love. I just want to read a message here. This is on Instagram from @alexdean68.
Mm.
So his name's Alex Dean.
Alex Dean.
And he said when he turned 18, the boys at work said Alex is a baby's name and he looks like a man.
Okay.
And so you need a man's name. So they started calling him Craig.
They called him Craig just because he needs a...
You need a man's
he
name.
Needs a
he
man's
he
name.
Looked like an old man. So they gave him Craig.
Well, Alex is calling next week to get a nickname from us, isn't he?
And he said it's stuck ever since. He's been there for 4 years and he said there's new people that have started work who only know him as Craig. They think... That is his name. It's a
right.
great story.
Well, we've just got to know two people that we are giving nicknames to. Chloe from the Central Coast, Jason from Hobart. We'll go back to Chloe. Chloe, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Now, Chloe, we learned a few things about you. You love the sun. You love playing footy. You play rugby. You're a fly half. Mm-hmm. You're pretty good, although you're quite humble. you like eating salmon and Drake, one of your favourite musicians.
Yeah, loves the song Passion Fruit.
Okay. Jim, would you like me to go first? Or?
You can, mate. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Chloe, the reason for my nickname is because you sound like a pretty fun-loving person. Does that sound about right?
That's it.
Yeah, you enjoy fun. You kind of, you're pretty easygoing, you know what I mean? Kind of just go around doing whatever, making people happy, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that how you play footy too? You kind of just feel it out?
That's it.
Okay.
I have a little dance on the field, so that's me.
Absolutely, which is why I think the perfect nickname for you is Go With The Chloe.
Oh, I actually like that.
Just go. She's just going with the Chloe.
I like that.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. That's your.
I do like that.
All right. Now, Jimmy's nickname for you, Chloe. Again, you can pick both. You can pick neither. You can pick one. It's up to you.
Okay.
Now, Chloe, I was just thinking, like, there's a few things that stand out for me. I'm just going to tell you, I love the name Chloe, so I didn't want to throw that completely out. Mm. And I like the letter C. I really do like, you know, and I like abbreviations. So I'm thinking, I love Chloe. You said you like salmon. The famous salmon is Salmo, the salmon.
Of course.
The mascot for Tassel is at the Hurricanes game. So, you know, there's Salmo, salmon, there's a few S's there. Sun as well. You love the sun. And then I started thinking some of your other favourite things. You like Drake. There's a D there. When I think fly half, I think Dan Carter.
Of course, one of the greatest ever fly halves.
My favourite fly half. And then I'm Dan. I'm thinking, Dan, you also said you like to dance. There's another D there. And I do like abbreviation. So I'm going to give you C for Chloe. I'm going to give you S for Salmo the Salmon and Sun. I'm going to give you D for Drake, Dan, and Dance. So I'm going to give you the nickname CSD.
CSD. Huh.
Just... Oh, that was a...
I think I'm going with the go with the Chloe. That's more catchy.
Do you absolutely do that, Chloe? That's, that is all yours.
That's the thing about nicknames, mate. You know, we've given you both one, but you can choose the one you like. So.
All right, there you go. Going with the Chloe. You take that on to the footy field, all right, Chloe?
Thank you.
Thank you. Jason from Hobart. Jace, we bring you back, mate. And as we know, you already have a nickname. It's Miles because you accidentally flicked the motorbike speedometer over to Miles. Isn't that correct, Jace?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So for those that may have missed it, Jace was riding his motorbike in one morning. It was daylight savings. He's trying to change the clock and he's clicked it over from K's to Miles. Mm. Now, also, Jace, you got a wife and kids. She doesn't mind that nickname. You work at Bunnings and you're a big fan of pizza.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, Jim, you can do this one first. What do you got for Jace?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, so, you know, the big thing is the K's to Miles thing. So I was thinking Miles. I was thinking famous Miles. And for me, Miles Teller, famous actor, jumped out. Now, Miles Teller went to New York University.
Okay.
And when he was there, he said his favourite thing to eat was pizza. Mm-hmm. And what does Jason like?
He loves pizza.
Likes eating pizza. He was also in a film that I loved called That Awkward Moment.
I haven't seen that.
It's a good one. Mm. I think Zac Efron's in it as well.
Oh, okay.
You'd like it. So That Awkward Moment, also there was a very awkward moment in Jason's life when he accidentally clicked it over from K's to Miles.
Absolutely.
Again, this guy's name is Miles Turner. And then, you know, he's got this wife, he's got his kids. Jace loves his wife. She's the most important person in his life. So, you know, if he did get a new nickname, he'd have to tell her. Miles Teller.
Mm-hmm.
Your nickname, Jace, is Teller.
Teller.
I don't mind that at all.
He doesn't mind it at all. I mean, no, it's funny because when you were mentioning so many Miles, I was like, are you just going to stick with Miles?
No, all right. Tell us your name.
Jace, I'll give you the one I have for you quickly. I mean, we know you love having fun. You ride the motorbike as well. You've also got kids. And because you ride a motorbike and you've got kids, I'm assuming it's quite loud around you all the time, whether it be on the motorbike or it's kind of blaring at home all the time. Would that be true, Jace?
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of noise all the time.
Absolutely. So you like fun. You're around noise, blaring noises all the time. You do work for Bunnings, which is why the nickname for you is Funnings Blair House. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to have to go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I was pretty confident today.
Yeah,
Jim.
No, yeah, I can't beat that.
Thank you, Jace. Congratulations. Sorry, thank you, Funnings Warehouse.
Yeah, the problem with your nicknames, Nath, is
they're good.
You're always too long. Nicknames need to be short.
Hey, mate, I'm two and you're none.
Yeah, no. Back to the drawing board.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on Hit. You
know it's summertime. Oh, chugga, chugga, Tuesday, Jim. Good morning. It is your Summer Breakfast. 5 days into 2021 already, and I'll be honest, I'm pretty happy with it so far.
Yeah, no, it's...
Haven't screwed it up yet.
Well, no, you haven't. I mean, I think your girlfriend did upload an Instagram story last night going, can we cancel this year and bring on 2022?
Yeah. Everyone around me is ready for 2022. Yeah.
You're like me personally. Life's great. Everyone I know absolutely sucks.
Oh, mate, it's only a matter of time before I do something silly. Yeah. You know, before I'm like, when can we fast forward to 2022? You know?
Nah, you know what? As you said earlier in the show, Nath, life's what you make it, mate. You got to seize the day. Carpe diem, am I right?
So right. It sounds like a show tattoo. You know what I mean? And a tattoo you could pay for if you won $1,000.
Jimmy and Nate's.
Yes, it is a game as easy as ABC. We know how it works. We give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you take home the cash, and the cash is $1,000. Today, playing from beautiful Toowoomba. G'day, Lukey. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys. I'm good. And yourself?
We're going all right, Luke. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just getting ready for work.
How's Toowoomba, mate? What's happening in our T-bar?
Oh, we've got plenty of rain and it's looking nice and green, so it's beautiful.
Oh, it's nice.
What's the Festival of Flowers there? They still do that there, Lukey?
Yeah, the Carnival of Flowers, mate. Yep, every year.
I grew up in Gundawindi, mate, so I spent a bit of time in Toowoomba.
From Gundy boy.
Why did your voice change when you said Gundy?
No reason.
How did a bloke from Gundawindi get on national radio?
Luke's gonna be like, if I win the 1,000, I'll give it to you, Jim. You poor bugger.
Well, no, I'm keeping it. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm gonna blow it.
Oh stop it! How old are you turning, Lukey?
I'm not gonna say. Nah, I'm turning 34, 35, 36. Oh, I don't know, one of them.
Somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, mate. You deserve 1,000. But I got my fingers and toes crossed for you, Luke.
Yeah,
thanks, mate.
This has got your name all over it, literally, because I just wrote it at the top. All right, Luke, $1,000 up for grabs. Are you ready to play Alpha Bucks this morning, Lukey?
Yes, I am.
All right, Luke, today your letter is A, as in A for Alpha Bucks.
Ooh.
Your 30-second start.
Do you like the letter A, Lukey?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Yeah, you can't ask for another one.
Luke, your 30-second start's the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Luke, are you ready to play?
Yes, let's do it.
Luke, give me something you hang on the wall, starting with A.
Artwork.
A tech brand.
Arcatel.
A sauce.
Applesauce.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A music group.
Aqua.
A city.
Atlantis.
An ocean.
Atlantic.
A kids movie.
Ants.
A month.
April.
A colour.
Apricot.
A cocktail.
Apple spritzer.
Ooh,
the old apple spritzer. Ooh. Famous in Toowoomba.
Oh, mate, you got to go down.
You gotta go to Toowoomba for the flower festival and the old apple spritzers.
Yeah.
Is that right, Lukey?
The Carnival of Flowers.
That's it.
Drive up the range. The flowers just hit your nose.
See what would go well looking at these frangipanis and apple spritzer.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, Lukey, now you've definitely answered all 10. I do need to ask again a tech brand. What did you say?
Arcatel.
Producer Grace, can you
She's looking at Arcatel for us.
We'll go through the others while she has a look at that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you artwork to hang on the wall. I'm going to give you applesauce. I'm going to give you Aqua as a music group. I'm going to give you Atlantis as a city because it is a city.
It's the sunken city.
Whether it's there or not.
Hey, I didn't say a real city.
That's right. Yeah. It could have been there, you know?
Absolutely. Could have been there. An ocean is Atlantic. A kids movie is Ant-Man.
No, I said ants.
He said ants.
Ants. That's my mistake.
Which I also believe is a movie.
With the cartoons. Yep. Spelt with a Z too, I believe.
Oh, clever.
Look at that honesty from Lukey as well. Yeah. No, mate, I didn't say Ant-Man.
Oh, because he knew he was right either way. So.
All right. A month is April and a colour is apricot. The two questions I have are the apple spritz and the tech one. Producer Grace, we'll get you to come in the studio when you're ready, Producer Grace.
Yeah, she's got a confused look on her face.
I'm going to do a little Google of the old apple spritz.
Because,
A spritz could be it. Apple spritz.
Spritz.
There is an apple spritz, yep.
Cocktail.
Arcatel is definitely one. Arcatel Communications.
Settle down, Lukey. Of course you're going to say it's one, mate. It's the last one you need for $1,000.
Okay. $1,000.
Luke, how do you spell it, Lukey?
A-R-T-T-E-L.
A-R-T-T-E-L?
No,
A-R-C-T-E-L.
T-E-L.
Tech brand.
Arcatel. Arcatel is an advanced educator preparation program provided by the CT State Board of Education. So it is a program.
It's a program.
It's a program, a tech.
I've got Apple. I've got Acer.
Hello,
Arctel. It's the only one that's stopping us from giving Lukey $1,000.
So you've got that in front of you. Producer Grace is out there scrolling. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song, Luke. And
I'll come back.
And boss lady Producer Grace, executive Producer Grace, is going to come in and make the call. All right, Lukey?
Oh, tell her I love her. All right, thanks.
All right, Lukey, you stay there. When we come back, we're going to find out if you've won $1,000, all right?
Thank you.
All right, stick there. What's the name of the thing? Arctel.
I've got it in front of me. A-R-C-T-E-L. But we'll go to a song.
All right.
We'll come back.
All right. Can Luke win $1,000 and potentially have one too many for his birthday tomorrow? Find out next. Still joined on the phone by Big Luke from Toowoomba. G'day, Lukey. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Now, Luke, the reason you're on the phone, mate, is because you could be winning $1,000. We just played Alpha Bucks, Jim, and there is one answer that we're trying to figure out whether or not he got or not.
Yeah, look, if you are just joining us, Lukey from Toowoomba, still on the line. Luke, I have given you 9 out of 10 correct answers. There is just one that we're trying to decide if he's correct or not, and that's the difference, mate, between walking home with nothing. We're not even giving $10 away for a right question at the moment. It's either $1,000 or zero. That's all you get.
Or zilch. And also, on top of this, it's Luke's birthday tomorrow, and he's 30-something.
Yeah, he won't tell us how much. Hey, Luke, if you tell me exactly how old you are, I'll give you $1,000.
36.
Nah. No, all right. 36, all right, let's go. What I'm going to do, Luke, is I'm just going to go through the answers you've got right for those people who've just started listening to the show, Lukey and Toowoomba. Something you hang on the wall, art.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him that artwork. A sauce, apple sauce, yes. A cocktail, apple spritz, yes. A music group, Aqua. Also, Lukey's favourite band, correct. A city, Atlantis. It may not be real, we don't know.
Sunken, doesn't matter. I didn't say real city.
No, just said a city. An ocean, Atlantic Ocean, yes. A kids movie, ants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A month, April, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
A colour, apricot.
100%.
Yeah. And that leaves a tech brand.
A tech brand.
That is the last one. Now, again, your answer, Lukey, what was it for a tech brand?
It was Alcatel.
Alcatel. Now, how do you spell that again, mate? Just for those people listening.
A-R-C-T-E-L.
Okay, now I did a Google. Now, two things have come up. We've got the first one, it says it's an advanced educator preparation program. So a program. But we're also sort of, we're saying tech brand. But then I did a bit more digging for you, Lukey, because I like you. And I want you to celebrate your 36th birthday with $1,000. And there is Arctel, A-R-C-T-E-L, Communications. They are an internet service provider. They are a tech brand based in India. God. So, Lukey, do you know what that means?
$1,000.
Happy 30th.
$1,000. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Well done. Lukey from Toowoomba for your 36th birthday. If that is your real age.
Mate, that is great.
$1,000, buddy. How do you feel?
Oh, over the moon. Thanks, boys.
Are you still going to splurge it on your birthday?
Oh, 100%. I'm spending the whole lot on myself.
Are you going to, what are you going to do? You're going to go out? You're going to drink?
I'm going to have apple spritz, mate. Apple spritz is all
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on here.
Hey, Grace.
Really
think?
Love it if he didn't do that. A man in the UK got a bit drunk over Christmas and legally changed his name to Celine Dion. Are you going with the intro, are you?
Yeah, we're
going
to play the whole song.
It's 7 minutes long. Please don't play
I don't know why it changed last minute. Wasn't supposed to do that. Here we go. Say that again.
He changed his name to Celine Dion.
There we go.
Just, I want everyone listening to the show to know that during the news and stuff, we had a 5-minute conversation about what Celine Dion song we're going to play. And we went with, what is this?
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and this is Jimmy speaking, guys. I've never heard this song in my life. So
it's
my
second favourite song by Celine Dion.
We are now 2 from 2 in terms of songs I haven't heard on this radio show. So, you know, it's great. I love learning. That's what this show's about, you know what I mean? Exploring new things.
Celine does that to people, you know what I mean?
She truly does. She's like the power of discovery with Celine Dion.
It is.
It's all coming back to you.
I can't name any Celine Dion songs. I know there's the Titanic song and that's it.
Well, you can name that one now. It's all coming back to me now. You can now say it next time we play it.
It'll all be forgotten by me now in about 5 minutes.
30-year-old Celine Dion, formerly known as Thomas Dodd, said he came up...
Sorry, this is the bloke again. We're not back.
This is the bloke that changed his name to Celine Dion.
Celine.
He said he came up with the idea while drinking and watching a Celine Dion concert on Christmas Eve. While enjoying the show, he spent £89 and officially took her name via an online application. But he then completely forgot about it. And a couple of days later, he got a letter in the mail saying, hey, sign here to officially change your name to Mr. Celine Dion. And he went, what?
Did he back out? Did he back out in the last minute?
He went, this is great. And he signed it. So he changed his name legally to Celine Dion.
But he's Mr. Celine.
Mr. Celine Dion
to you.
So he woke up after a few drinks and it all came back to him.
It all came back to him now, yes.
That he was Celine Dion now.
Mr. Celine Dion, yes. He said his mum wasn't too pleased initially, but now she sees the funny side. And he also said he intends on keeping it, depending on how difficult it makes his life in the future.
I'm gonna give you a tip. It's going to make his life pretty difficult.
Yeah. It's going to be a long conversation every time you meet somebody.
You'd get over it, wouldn't you? You'd get over the excitement of Celine Dion being your name.
It's like, yes, it's Celine. Yes, it's Dion. Move on, please. That's just my name. Long story.
Oh, if you guys could change your name to any celebrity, what would you change it to?
Oh, I like my name, Grace Gard. It's quite like symmetrical. It's got a lot of the same letters. So I'm actually pretty happy with my name. But maybe if I had to change, I'd probably Cher.
Cher
Guard or Grace Cher?
Just Cher.
Or just Cher.
Just Cher.
Or Office Cher.
No, not Office Cher.
Lounge.
Stop it.
Lounge Cher.
You do one, Grace.
You do one.
No, I don't have one because I'm not going to disrespect Cher like that.
Well, you've disrespected tables your whole life.
It's not funny.
Oh, you never mentioned table.
It's not funny.
Oh, brother.
Chair and table.
What, you meant a cousin's stool?
No, just quickly on our Instagram at Vicar1453.
Yeah.
She's messaged us and sent us a screenshot of her listening to Celine Dion.
Mm.
It's all coming back to me. And I hope you're both happy. So this person went from listening to our radio show now to being on Spotify and listening to this song.
Oh, so we've lost her.
Because of your two music recommendations, they've gone, yeah.
That's the power of Celine Dion, though.
Oh, so it's not your fault?
No, it's just Celine and her magneticism.
Okay. Magneticism?
I didn't think
I'd hear that word today. Yeah. It could be worse, though. They could be listening to Table and Chair. The band she was in.
Yeah. You know that famous band?
Magnetism is the
You know
word.
That famous heavy metal rock band?
No, what's that one?
Tool. No, sorry, Stool.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Silver Chair.
I don't know how I put up with you two.
We pay you. It's money.
Not enough.
Okay, mate, we don't get paid enough either. we're doing this show over the summer break for love. The opportunity.
Love and laughs. That's what we're doing.
I want to chat to you about a sign about masks that's gone viral online.
Okay.
It's from a guitar shop in Moray Field in Queensland.
Beautiful part of the world, Moray.
It is. My auntie used to live there. My dad used to wind her up and he goes, oh, you're going home to Moron Field.
Oh, good one, Graham.
Dad's That's a fucking guy. Moray Field.
We'll see where you get it from.
Yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Dad's a comedian. I'm a comedian. I'll read you the sign out. The sign says, no masks permitted in the store.
No masks.
Your body makes particles when you are healing. These are not contagious. If you are fragile and believe you need to wear a mask, do not enter.
Don't enter if you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, so they're going
to the guitar store.
To the guitar store in Moray Field.
Not not a medical practice.
No.
Or some sort of science.
Just guitar people. There's a photo of a person wearing a mask with a little no sign.
Yeah, right. So they've even gone to Google Images, have they?
They've done some Photoshop. I don't think this sign
exists.
Well, it
sounds like they've done a bit of research.
Yeah.
At the old guitar shop at Moran Field.
Yeah. Spider-Man was pissed off by this news. Couldn't go in and buy himself an acoustic guitar.
Oh, your dad tell you that one?
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.